When the Times of London sponsored a contest, in all seriousness, of course, urging readers to propose a national motto, the winning slogan was, "No motto, please, we're British." Its author told an interviewer, "The point I was making is, this idea of a statement of Britishness, I cannot think of anything less British than that." Even so, there's no end of penetrating inquiries into Englishness, first, last, and always, Orwell's England, Your England. But few on either side of the pond seem willing to take a serious stab at Anglophilia. In an America whose native slang and idioms are succumbing, we're told, to invasive Briticisms imported by BBC America, The Guardian, and Ricky Gervais, whose millennials have come of age with Harry Potter, whose boomers will uncomplainingly endure the furry-footed long march through the three-part prequel to The Lord of the Rings, whose Masterpiece Theater demographic is enthralled to Downton Abbey and Parade's End, and whose tabloid TV anchors deconstruct gossip about Kate Middleton's pregnancy with Talmudic solemnity, that want has never been more keenly felt. Fatefully, my earliest memory involves an encounter with something English. "I Want to Hold Your Hand" by the Beatles drifting through the window of our upper-story apartment in New Britain, Connecticut, fittingly. It was 1964. My stepdad was singing along in a Rudy Valley warble.